that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to the show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Here we are. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. I'm in California still, so it's not Christmassy here. It's warm. But I tell you, I get in the back of these cars. Amy, I Uber everywhere. I don't have a car out here. And I'm out here, we're taping American Idol, which I had mentioned. It's Hollywood week, and I've been mentoring away. And I get in the back of these cars, and I get so car sick. I got car sick on Dancing with the Stars. I get car sick on elevators. I get car sick if I'm looking at my phone scrolling and I happen to be walking. I get so car sick. And so when I mention it, I will get tweets and stuff going, oh, I'm glad you speak. Because apparently there's a lot of us that feel victimized by car sickness. And I guess I'm the voice of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got a
story here. According to experts, the reason you get car sick is your brain thinks it's being poisoned.
Oh, what?
Scientists have suggested that when you're in a car, your brain is getting conflicted messages about your immediate environment, similar to when you've been poisoned. That's right.
Wow.
Experts think that car sickness is brought on because humans have only recently started traveling in things like cars or buses or boats, and our pea brain brains haven't fully adapted yet. Or at least mine. You guys have figured it out. You're like, I'm in a car. Mine's like, what's happening? So Dang. Despite the fact that we're moving, our brains aren't adjusting yet. Staring out the window can help because it reassures the brain that you're in fact moving and all is well. But if you're reading a book, I do love to read books, or a map, it makes it worse because it convinces the brain that you're stationary, but really you're moving. Isn't all this crazy, or am I just the only one that cares about this because I get so car sick?
I mean, I think it's pretty crazy and interesting. I don't get car sick like you, but sometimes I do. If I'm in an Uber and I have time to work, I'll get on my computer and then I'll have to put it away because I'll get sick. And now I know it's because my brain is protecting me from getting poisoned.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of awesome how our bodies work.
Sometimes. Isn't it crazy though? I think about this too, that our bodies are doing so many things right all at the same time.
Yeah.
Because just one little thing wrong and all this stuff could happen, like pigmentation. Our body's like 10 million things happening exactly right at the same time when we're healthy.
Right.
And right now I'm not all the way healthy because I've been fighting this bug for like the past week. And even then I'm like 99.9% right. Like my body's still pretty right, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, we take that stuff for granted. Health is something that you take for granted until you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like teeth or knees or ears. You're always like, I feel good. But when you get a toothache, you're like, remember those good old days when I didn't have a toothache?
Yeah.
Like, you don't even think about that. Then all of a sudden, you're like, back in the good old days, my teeth didn't even hurt, and it was so good. It's like when you get sick. I was sick, and I'd be in bed going, I took for granted so many of those days when I was just feeling good.
I know.
Yeah. What?
I just feel like when I get sick or feel a certain way, yeah, like, I literally would give anything to feel better. And my sicknesses are, like, the kind that last, like, a day or two.
Yeah.
And some people have to, like, live with chronic illness.
And sometimes you start making like deals with Jesus.
Yes.
You're like, dear Jesus, if you just make me feel better, I promise I'll say 9 prayers.
Or
for
sometimes
the next three.
I'm like, death might be better. Like,
yeah. No, I don't do that.
No,
you count me out of that one, Amy.
Sorry, my bad.
Amy goes full dark. Like, usually it's me, and Amy's the one that's like, you know, sometimes I'm just like, let's just wrap it up right now.
Wow.
I know.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Hey, it's producer Raymundo. There's a nationwide search for that mother who vanished on Thanksgiving Day. Pictures of her online. The 29-year-old was last seen in Woodland Park, Colorado. Police have pinged her cell phone in Idaho. In weather news, real nice, 40s and 50s in most places. Rain, snow mix in the upper northwest. And finally, in airline news, lots of flights were canceled in Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina over the weekend and yesterday from all that snow. So definitely check your flight status before you head to the airport.
Big three.
News stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our audio producer, Raymundo, he works in the glass room that's connected to the main studio. And how old are you, Raymundo?
33.
And you still sleep with a nightlight?
Yeah, I do. The one time when I was in college, I fell and broke my arm because the room was too dark. And so ever since then, I've always been terrified of like a completely dark room sleeping. And I always am scared that I'm going to fall or something and break my arm again.
So wait, so is it plugged into like a plug?
Yeah, it's just plugged in. Just like when we all grew up, we all had nightlights. And for some reason now I have to have a nightlight. I like being able to see some things. I don't know how. If it's a dungeon, I ain't sleeping.
So your girlfriend, how'd she feel about that?
She thought it was so weird at first, but then I explained to her, hey, I had an issue in college where I ended up falling 5 feet and broke my arm, all because the room was dark. I have to do a nightlight. I can't sleep at night. Just like kids out there, I'm the exact same.
Amy, do your kids need a nightlight?
No.
No? How old is your son?
8.
He cool? He cool?
Yeah.
I do. Even when I sleep here at the studio, I tell the guys to leave the room, and I'm like, leave the lights on. I'm not sleeping in this room with it dark.
So you sleep with the lights on.
Do you see how it is right now? It's exactly how I sleep.
Really?
Yes.
That's funny. You know, I sleep with the TV on, and it's because my whole life I slept with the TV. I lived in the living room, but I didn't have a bedroom. But I sleep with the TV on. People think that's weird. And I've dated girls who are like, I can't do that. And so I broke up with them.
See ya.
So goodbye. Two things. Got to sleep with the TV on. Got to light my dog. Okay. So what kind of nightlight is it?
Oh, it's usually just one of those little plug-in. I mean, the same ones we all grew up with, man.
I never had a nightlight.
Oh, are you kidding me? Dude, I'm terrified. Ever since, even when I was younger, I was all, mom, turn on the nightlight. Now I'm like, Ray, turn on the nightlight. It's a way of going to sleep. I need a fan. I need a nightlight.
Oh, anyone else have things they need to sleep? Amy?
No, I need lights off, quiet. Nope, that's it.
The heat went off in my house, and so it's cold, right? And it's wintertime. And so I couldn't get anyone to come to my house and fix it, so I have a space heater. And I put space heater beside my bed. And so... That means my left side would get warm. I was like a rotisserie chicken. So my left side would get warm, and then my right side would get cold. So about an hour into sleep, I have to turn around and get my right side warm. And so I constantly had to keep rolling all night long for like 2 nights because my heat wasn't coming on. I felt like one of those infomercials where I had to put that chicken on the thing. Yeah, there you go. I've been holding on to that one for a few days. Thank you. Didn't get much of a reaction, but it's a true story. All right, what's up?
Just funny.
What is?
Now I'm picturing you rolling around like a rotisserie chicken.
Yeah. I was like, okay, left side's warm. Turn over to the right. And then by the time that left side would start to cool down, it would roll back over and be put back on there. Then nobody ate me.
Oh, boy.
Okay. What's up? Goodbye.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30 Second Skinny.
George Strait announced that he has a new album on the way called Honky Tonk Time Machine. No word on release date yet, but he has released a song from it called Codigo. Here's a clip.
I'm talking about Codigo. Hanging with me everywhere I go. It's tequila, baby, don't you know.
Is that his brand of tequila?
Yes.
I mean, he's doing a commercial.
That's one way to do it, yeah.
That's pretty baller. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Nah, classic George while he's doing a commercial for his own tequila. I don't even drink, and I'd be like, I'll try some of that.
Yeah.
All right, what else, Morgan number two?
And congratulations to Mitchell Tenpenny. He has his first number one with Drunk Me. His album, Telling All My Secrets, comes out on Friday.
I like that guy. It's a good one. Yeah. Anything else, Morgan number two?
That's it. I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Our audio producer, Raymundo,
Malikilikimaka is a thing.
Says a skating rink, ice skating rink near his apartment. Is that true?
Yeah, it used to be an amphitheater, and then they just converted it for families to go bring in the season greetings, I guess.
So everybody's ice skating the whole time.
Yeah.
And so what's irritating about that to you?
Well, they will play Christmas music from... Whenever I go to work, for some reason, they keep the music playing overnight. All the way through the entire next day, there's Christmas music. It's nonstop, and it's an amphitheater, so they have it out of huge speakers.
So all the time, you're just hearing Christmas music?
It is nonstop. It's not just while you're at the ice skating rink trying to do some figure eights. If you're walking your dog, if you're outside on the patio, if you're parking your car, it is Christmas music nonstop.
Is it angering you?
I don't want to be a Grinch. I love Christmas. No, I'm all about the Christmas season holiday. But listen, when you're trying to do it, it's an amphitheater, and they convert it into this. I mean, that's how the amphitheater was. I thought we had a break from this.
Because they were having loud concerts.
Yes.
And it was like Styx playing outside your window.
Dude, and it is pumping. And honestly, I think the Christmas station, they have some radio station playing. It switches over to rock around midnight. So sometimes when I wake up in the morning, it's like hardcore rock.
It's like Zeppelin.
Like, they have got to get the thing under control, man. I mean, yeah, I believe for the people when they're doing their skating, do the music, but temper it a little bit so it's not so loud. The entire city hears it.
How's everything with you and your girl?
Oh, we're great. We're still living downtown, First and Broad.
And you guys are, by the way, that means
Broadway.
Shout
out that address.
So, wait. Yeah, I know, right? Ray just yelled where he lived.
It's the vicinity. You would never find us.
Okay.
Okay.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
I was watching back some of this Brett Eldridge. Brett Eldridge came on our show and played a Christmas song the other day. What was it, yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
It's so good, huh?
So good.
And Amy commented on his Instagram. What did you write?
Oh, I commented somewhere on an Instagram post. Something about his Southwest card, something blah, blah, blah. I don't know. But then the Southwest credit card people that work with him or whatever, they sent me an email inviting me to his show in New York.
Wait, what?
Yeah. He's doing his Christmas show in New York. And they invited me as a guest because they saw me comment on his Instagram.
Did they invite you because you're Amy from the Bobby Bones Show, or do they invite you because they just go and find random people?
Well, they said that they were trying to get a hold of me on Instagram after they saw my post, so they sent me direct messages, and I guess I missed them. So then, boom, I had an email from them.
Are you going to New York to watch Brett Eldridge sing live? And
no, it's tonight. But they did ask me if I needed travel arrangements and all the things.
Wait,
and I
what?
Was like, yes! It's like literally the email said, "Hi, Amy, we saw your comment on Brett Eldridge's post regarding the Southwest Rapid Rewards credit card, blah, blah, blah." And then they were like, "We'd like to extend you two tickets to Brett's Glow Live concert at the Beacon Theater in NYC.
How do you win stuff when you already have everything?
Yeah, how awesome would it be to go? But obviously can't go, but pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
I know.
Sometimes I comment on stuff on Instagram that I never go back and see what people say. I was, Sunday night they had the Dancing with the Stars Juniors finale. And the team that won, I knew they won, right, already because they had taped that in like months ago. And so we took a picture together whenever I won. And ABC posted it up on the Dancing with the Stars account.
Yeah.
And I went over to look at it and congratulate the two, and all it was people bashing me again.
Oh, yeah.
So I wrote underneath the picture, I was like, well, I just came here to see everybody bashing me. Can't people get over the fact that the underdog finally won one? Hmm?
I mean, I feel like a lot of people are pumped that the underdog won. You just have the loud ones that, I don't know.
Man.
They're loud. What is it that they say? The
early
ones.
Bird gets the worm.
No, not that saying. They bark louder. The mean ones, they bark louder.
They do bark louder, man. These people that love like Juan Pablo and Milo, gee, they're killing me over here. Yeah, I didn't win anything though. I didn't post on Instagram. They were like, "Hey, have two free tickets."
Yeah, so cool.
I know. But, hey, listen to this. Let me say this. Speaking of free tickets. So my band, The Raging Idiots, it's Eddie and myself. We're doing, it's called The Million Dollar Show. It's number 4. I want you to come see us play. We're playing, and then Luke Bryan comes in the middle of our set, Lady Antebellum, Cole Swindell, John Party, even Three Doors Down. It's presented by the General Insurance. All you have to do is go to BobbyBones.com because not only, it's very similar to what Amy was talking about there. Somebody's going to win. We're getting round trip airfare, 2 nights hotel, 2 tickets to the show on January 14th. Just go to BobbyBones.com, type in the keyword the rules, and you'll see the rules. It's all up there. 3 days, 2 nights, and you get to come. That's going to be a fun
show.
That's
pretty baller.
Yeah, it is pretty baller. What reminded me is you're talking about the Brett Eldridge thing.
Yeah.
For more rules and info, go to BobbyBones.com, keyword rules. But go over to BobbyBones.com and get in that, because we just give those away. And that show's going to be cool. I got a whole new design for the Raging Idiots this show.
What do you mean?
Well, so I do like all the creative, too, like the outfits. All that. So this time we are doing, you know, like those old Letterman sweaters from like the 50s, like Sock Hop?
Yes.
So I bought a bunch of these sweaters and I put R.I. on them as the letter, like Raging Idiots, our band.
Cute.
And so we're all going to have these big Letterman sweaters with like bow ties. And
are you going to wear penny loafers?
Well, I have to dance. Like, we have to dance on stage. So that's kind of hard to play music and dance in.
Oh.
So I don't know. But I hope people come to the show. Because one,
when is
it's
it again?
It's sold out. Well, you're coming. Don't you worry about when it is. You will be there.
Okay.
It's tonight at the Beacon in New York. You're going to be there, right?
Yeah.
No, it's January 14th at the Ryman. Okay. But I go to BobbyBones.com. It takes Americans 4 days to stop thinking about work while they're on vacation. Your thoughts, Amy?
No, I can quit thinking about it in about 4 minutes.
You can?
Yes.
I was talking to our boss. We were having a meeting before I came to California. He said, "Hey, what's going on with you?" I said, "I got to go and I'm going to shoot American Idol for a week." And really,
a lot of this American Idol happens next year, especially when the show gets live, because we're doing Hollywood Week right now. And
like, he was asking what's going on with you, like, what are you up to for Christmas?
Just what am I doing this week, and what's up for Christmas? And but his thing was, you have to take like 10 days, because he knows me, it takes 5 or 6 days. I never stop thinking about work.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about this story, because it takes me a while. Last year for Christmas, I went by myself and just wrote my book and finished my book.
Yeah.
So it takes 4 days to stop thinking about work. It takes Amy 4 minutes. Eddie, what about you? When can you stop thinking about work?
Right now.
Oh, you're right. Oh, you're at work and you're not thinking about
give
work.
Give me 2 seconds and I'm done. I'm thinking about it.
I don't know that I ever really stopped thinking about work.
No, I was about to say, even if I don't know what our boss told you, you need 10 days because it'll take you 5 or 6 to quit thinking about it. You never stop thinking about work, ever.
I think part of that, though, is because there's really nothing else for me to focus on right now. Fair? Yeah. Like, what am I going to think about?
Fair.
I know. Like, I can easily get, Eddie and I both easily can get distracted by kids, spouses,
butterflies,
family stuff, all the things.
Squirrel.
Yeah. Any of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, also that.
So, yeah, that's the deal.
Shoot. That's not funny.
No, of course not. So Christmas is coming up. This is our last week, and then we'll check out and go do our Christmas.
Yeah. And what's your big plans?
I don't have one. Nothing to tease. No crazy location. I'm just going to sit at my house. And I have some friends I'll be hanging out with.
Like?
Michael Scott, Pam Beasley.
Gosh. Like, okay, The Office.
The Golden Girls.
Yeah. Rachel and Ross, probably a little bit.
So Netflix.
Yeah, I have nothing. And to be fair, like Amy said, hey, come to Texas or no, you're going to Colorado.
Yeah, and I said to come there and try to go skiing for the first time. What an adventure.
Ooh, that's cool.
Nah. I've been invited by a few people. I'm not sad sacking you here. I just, meh. I'm going to sit at home and chill.
Oh my gosh.
What do you want me, Amy? Like, really, what do you want me to do?
Well, I don't know, but not, I mean, one of these days, take somebody up on an invite.
I will. When I finally get a girlfriend.
No, your girlfriends have invited you place like home for Christmas and places. And
I wasn't mature
and
enough then.
Go. Oh,
now
suddenly a year later, at 38, you've matured.
Yeah. If I had a girlfriend this year, I would go.
Yeah, you're saying that because you don't have a girlfriend. It's easy to say.
Yeah, okay. It is. And that's why I'm saying it.
Okay. Have you ever gone home to meet a girlfriend's family for Christmas or a holiday?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. You did. Okay.
Wait, how do you know? Which one?
I thought.
No, twice. No, twice. Yeah. I've only ever had like 4 girlfriends, so twice.
I know. But I mean, at least the one you were with for 4 years, you did, right?
Mm-hmm. I did. Okay. And I probably would have done the
on
last
year 4.
One, but
yep.
The last one, it was in Canada, and it was cold up there.
Yeah, but then you, okay. You did go?
No, I would have.
Yeah, you wouldn't go. And then after y'all broke up, you went to Canada.
But it was summertime, and that was work, and it was in Toronto, and they syndicate our show up there, and they were like, you have to go to Canada. So I'll be spending, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal.
What?
I'll watch a lot of Christmas episodes of The Office and Friends.
But how fun would it be? I mean, you could be with Stevenson and Stashira and
I
like
feel
hang impo- out.
Like all jokes aside, I feel like I'm imposing. And not only am I in the way, but I also feel like people look at me like the charity case. Like, oh, he's only here because he has nowhere else to go. Like, that's really what I feel.
Or because we're all friends and we could hang
Amy,
out.
Amy, all I can do is tell you my feelings.
Right. You're right. And I can't. Feelings are, what do you say? No feelings.
Feelings
are
aren't wrong. How
feelings
you act
wrong.
On them, right.
Right. And how you're acting on it is wrong.
Okay, well, rude. That's the deal. Okay, I'm done talking about this. I hope everybody's good. Like, morning good so far, Amy?
Yeah, really good.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Emily Sadler, 15 years old. Has been fighting cancer for the last year and a half. She was diagnosed with a type of cancer, has gone through several surgeries and radiation treatments. Emily's mom, Amy, got news that Emily was cancer-free. So she wanted to share the news in a very special way. All of Emily's classmates got together in an assembly, and when Emily walked in, they yelled this. And they all cheered,
love
and that's
it.
How she found out. Come on, Amy. Come
love
on.
Love it. Love it.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Play that again.
Emily is
cancer free. Cancer free.
Yes. These are chills. Just playing that. That's awesome. Emily, if you happen to be listening, congratulations. Way to keep the fight up. And that's Tell Me Something Good, and that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Spring Hill, Florida. 24-year-old Dominic Breedlove had an interview at Kohl's. He was trying to get a job, goes in, shows up on time, feels like he nailed the interview. So he's walking out and he's like, you know what? I'm going to take my mom a pair of shoes home. So he took two pair of shoes.
Good for him.
Stuck them in his bag without paying for them and walked out.
Bad for him.
And
wait, so he didn't get the job, huh?
He didn't get the job, but he got a nice mugshot.
He was thinking of his mom, though. They weren't for him. But yeah, that stinks.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
How'd the interview go? Do we know?
He said he nailed it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nah, good for him. You know? Poor guy. Just trying to get some shoes.
I know. It reminds me of that Christmas shoes.
I know. Me too. The Christmas shoes. Yeah. Someone just stepped in and had his back.
It's nothing right, like that song.
It's not like that, Eddie?
No.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I was watching back some of this Brett Eldridge. Brett Eldridge came on our show and played a Christmas song the other day. What was it, yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
It's so good, huh?
So good.
And Amy commented on his Instagram. What did you write?
Oh, I commented somewhere on an Instagram post, something about his Southwest card, something blah, 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 I don't know. But then the Southwest credit card people that work with him or whatever, they sent me an email inviting me to his show in New York.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's doing his Christmas show in New York, and they invited me as a guest because they saw me comment on his Instagram.
Did they invite you because you're Amy from the Bobby Bones Show, or they invite you because they just go and find random people?
Well, they said that they were trying to get a hold of me on Instagram after they saw my post, so they sent me direct messages, and I guess I missed them. So then, boom, I had an email from them.
Are you going to New York to watch Brett Eldridge sing live? And
no, it's tonight. But they did ask me if I needed travel arrangements and all the things.
Wait,
and I
what?
Was like, yes! It's like literally the email said, hi, Amy, we saw your comment on Brett Eldridge's post regarding the Southwest Rapid Rewards credit card, blah, blah, blah. And then they were like, we'd like to extend you two tickets to Brett's Glow Live concert at the Beacon Theater in NYC.
How do you win stuff when you already have everything?
Yeah, how awesome would it be to go? But obviously can't go, but pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
I know.
Sometimes I comment on stuff on Instagram that I never go back and see what people say. Sunday night they had the Dancing with the Stars Juniors finale. And the team that won, I knew they won, right, already because they had taped that in like months ago. And so we took a picture together whenever I won. And ABC posted it up on the Dancing with the Stars account.
Yeah.
And I went over to look at it and congratulate the two, and all it was people bashing me again.
Oh, yeah.
So I wrote underneath the picture, I was like, well, I just came here to see everybody bashing me. Can't people get over the fact that the underdog finally won one?
I mean, I feel like a lot of people are pumped that the underdog won. You just have the loud ones that, I don't know.
Man.
They're loud. What is it that they say? The
early
ones.
Bird gets the worm.
No, not that saying. They bark louder. The mean ones, they bark louder.
They do bark louder, man. These people that love like Juan Pablo and Milo, they're killing me over here.
I didn't win anything though. I didn't post on Instagram. They were like, "Hey, have two free tickets."
Yeah, so cool.
I know. But, hey, listen to this. Let me say this. Speaking of free tickets. So my band, The Raging Idiots, it's Eddie and myself, we're doing, it's called The Million Dollar Show. It's number 4. I want you to come see us play. We're playing, and then Luke Bryan comes in the middle of our set, Lady Antebellum, Cole Swindell, John Party, even Three Doors Down. It's presented by the General Insurance. All you have to do is go to bobbybones.com, because not only, it's very similar to what Amy was talking about there. Somebody's going to win. We're getting round trip airfare, 2 nights hotel, 2 tickets to the show on January 14th. Just go to bobbybones.com, type in the keyword the rules, and you'll see the rules. It's all up there. 3 days, 2 nights, and you get to come. That's going to be a fun
show.
That's
pretty baller.
Yeah, it is pretty baller. What reminded me is you talking about the Brett Eldridge thing.
Yeah.
For more rules and info, go to bobbybones.com, keyword rules. But go over to bobbybones.com and get in that, because we just give those away. And that show's going to be cool. I got a whole new design for the Raging Idiots, this set, this show.
What do you mean?
Well, so I do like all the creative, too, like the outfits, I mean, all that. So I've
This time we are doing, you know, like those old Letterman sweaters from like the 50s, like Sock Hop?
Yes.
So I bought a bunch of these sweaters and I put R.I. on them as the letter, like Raging Idiots, our band.
Cute.
And so we're all going to have these big Letterman sweaters with like bow ties. And
are you going to wear penny loafers?
Well, I have to dance. Like, we have to dance on stage. So that's kind of hard to play music and dance in.
Oh.
So I don't know. But I hope people come to the show because, one,
when is it again?
Well, it's sold out. Well, you're coming. Don't you worry about when it is. You will be there.
Okay.
It's tonight at the Beacon in New York. You're going to be there, right?
Yeah.
No, it's January 14th at the Ryman. Okay. But I go to bobbybones.com. It takes Americans 4 days to stop thinking about work while they're on vacation. Your thoughts, Amy?
No, I can quit thinking about it in about 4 minutes.
You can?
Yes.
I was talking to our boss. We were having a meeting before I came to California. He said, hey, like, what's going on with you? I said, I got to go and I'm going to shoot American Idol for a week. And really, a lot of this American Idol happens next year, especially when the show gets live, because we're doing Hollywood Week right now. And
like, he was asking what's going on with you. Like, what are you up to for Christmas?
Just what am I doing this week and what's up for Christmas? But his thing was, you have to take like 10 days because he knows me. It takes 5 or 6 days. I never stop thinking about work.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking about this story because it takes me a while. Last year for Christmas, I went by myself and just wrote my book and finished my book.
Yeah.
So it takes 4 days to stop thinking about work. It takes Amy 4 minutes. Eddie, what about you? When can you stop thinking about work?
Right now.
Oh, you're right. Oh, you're at work and you're not thinking about
give
work.
Give me 2 seconds and I'm done. I'm thinking about it.
I don't know that I ever really stopped thinking about
work. No, I was about to say, even if I don't know what our boss told you, you need 10 days because it'll take you 5 or 6 to quit thinking about it. You never stop thinking about work, ever.
I think part of that, though, is because there's really nothing else for me to focus on right now. Fair? Yeah. Like, what am I going to think about?
Fair.
I know. Like, I can easily get, Eddie and I both easily can get distracted by kids, spouses,
butterflies,
family stuff, all the things.
Squirrel.
Yeah.
Any of that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, also that.
So, that's the deal.
Shoot. That's not funny.
No, of course not. So Christmas is coming up. This is our last week, and then we'll check out and go do our Christmas.
Yeah. And what's your big plans?
I don't have one. Nothing to tease. No crazy location. I'm just going to sit at my house. And I have some friends I'll be hanging out with.
Like?
Michael Scott, Pam Beasley.
Gosh. Like, okay, The Office.
The Golden Girls.
Yeah. Rachel and Ross, probably a little bit.
So Netflix.
Yeah, I have nothing. And to be fair, like Amy said, hey, come to Texas or no, you're going to Colorado.
Yeah, and I said to come there and try to go skiing for the first time. What an adventure.
Ooh, that's cool.
Nah. I've been invited by a few people. I'm not sad sacking you here. I just, meh. I'm going to sit at home and chill.
Oh my gosh.
What do you want me, Amy? Like, really, what do you want me to do?
Well, I don't know, but not, I mean, one of these days, take somebody up on an invite.
I will. When I finally get a girlfriend.
No, your girlfriends have invited you place like home for Christmas and places. And
I wasn't mature
and you
enough
don't
then.
Go. Oh, now suddenly I'm a year now. Later, at 38, you've matured.
Yeah. If I had a girlfriend this year, I would go.
Yeah, you're saying that because you don't have a girlfriend. It's easy to say.
Yeah, okay. It is, and that's why I'm saying it.
Okay. Have you ever gone home to meet a girlfriend's family for Christmas or a holiday?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right. You did. Okay.
Wait, how do you know? Which one?
I thought...
No, twice. No, twice. Yeah. I've only ever had like 4 girlfriends, so twice.
I know. But I mean, at least the one you were with for 4 years, you did, right?
Mm-hmm. I did. Okay. And I probably would have done the last one, but
yep.
The last one, it was in Canada, and it was cold up there.
Yeah, but then you, okay. You did go?
No, I would have.
Yeah, you wouldn't go. And then after y'all broke up, you went to Canada.
But it was summertime, and that was work, and it was in Toronto, and they syndicate our show up there, and they were like, you have to go to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal.
What?
I'll watch a lot of Christmas episodes of The Office and Friends.
But how fun would it be? I mean, you could be with Stevenson and Stashira and
I
like,
feel
hang out.
Like all jokes aside, I feel like I'm opposing. And not only am I in the way, but I also feel like people look at me like the charity case. Like, oh, he's only here because he has nowhere else to go. Like, that's really what I feel.
Or because we're all friends and we could hang
Amy,
out.
Amy, all I can do is tell you my feelings.
Right. You're right. And I can't. Feelings are, what do you say? No feelings.
Feelings
are wrong.
How you act on them, right.
Right. And how you're acting on it is wrong.
Okay, well, Rude. That's the deal. Okay, I'm done talking about this. I hope everybody's good. Like, morning good so far, Amy?
Yeah, really good.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Let's go over to Tanya or Tanya in Tampa. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, guys, it's Tanya, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for calling. What can I help you with?
Hey, I have a 9-year-old son, and he's got this kid at school. He's somewhat of a bully. He doesn't, like, physically touch him, but he's always, like, commenting and saying stuff. And I just wanted to know, what advice would you give to him since you kind of experienced some of those similar things when you were a child, and now as an adult you get scrutinized by the public for, I don't know, not being the best dancer. So
easy. Easy. Come on.
I'm all for Bobby Bones, and who cares if you can dance or not, but I don't like trolls anyway. So I just wanted to know, like, what advice would you give to him? Because I often tell him, I sometimes find myself stooping to that level of a 9-year-old, but then I'm like, well, that's not the right advice to give him, you know? But
yeah, it's hard not to. Listen, it's hard to not lash out when you're getting bullied, or it's hard to do the opposite, to run away when you're getting bullied. And I was bullied a lot as a kid. I was just small, and I was the poor kid, and so, you know what kids do who are feeling bad about themselves? They pick on other kids. And so, here's what I would say to your 9-year-old son. First of all, it's tough to explain to a 9-year-old something much bigger than something a 9-year-old understands, which is kids that are hurting are the ones that hurt other kids. So, anyone that's picking on your son, it said son, right?
Right.
Yeah. They're obviously going through something that's hurting them, or they wouldn't be lashing out. And so, first of all, I would just suggest he gets away from it. Act like it doesn't affect him. Gets away from it every situation possible. When it comes to if he starts to be, like, hit or punched, and that's not happening, right?
No, I've told him, if this kid ever hits you, you better hit him so hard back. Like, you have to defend yourself. Do not let him hit you. But then, you know, obviously the school has their policies and stuff, and I've made it very clear to the school, like, I don't care what your policy is. My son is no one's punching bag. But yeah. The kid really hasn't gotten to that point. He, you know, he'll trip him, and, like, my son will fall, or, you know, mostly it's just verbal stuff.
Well, the real practical advice I would give first is that, one, if it's like if someone is like poking with you on this show, if you act like it doesn't bother you, eventually people go, eh, I'm just going to stop, you know, because they're just looking to get a rise. He's looking to have some sort of power over your son. So one, I would just try to acknowledge it as least as possible. If that doesn't work, he's 9. I'll go tell somebody. Like, I know that sounds like such a tattletale thing to do, but if he's getting tripped, like, he's got to go tell somebody. I think it could be you calling their parent, too, and being like, hey, what's going on here? And also realizing that there are other nerds, like myself, that went through this and got through. And I think it's great to show them examples. And I think I'm a good example of that. Listen, I got the crap beat out of me till I was, in my 20s. So to say, hey, listen, it does get a lot better. And find other outlets. And for me, I got beat up. But you know what I did? I studied so hard. And I was like, I'm going to show all these bullies and kids that one day I'm going to make it out of here. It's not easy. I wish there was just a simple answer. Amy's dealing with this a little bit with her 8-year-old son right now. But I think role models are good. I think that explaining why kids bully is good. And all else fails, you just have to, you have to sometimes take care of it too as a parent.
Yeah.
Amy, how do you feel about that?
I agree.
Yeah?
Totally.
Lunchbox?
Man, just tell your kid to hit him back. I think that's
the problem is, okay,
I think that's
if
how you
you're
do it.
Being threatened, I think that's okay. But it's just, it goes in a negative direction for everyone involved.
The kid says, like, really 9-year-old level stuff. So last night in the bathtub, he's like, well, so-and-so said, you know, and I've heard this before, he says that you're fat.
Well, don't out 9-year-old a 9-year-old. You know, adult a 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, thank you for your call. I hope that works. I appreciate you very much.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do easy trivia here.
Oh, boy.
Super easy questions, right? They're supposed to be super easy.
Sometimes.
That's why it's called easy trivia. Are you guys ready? Amy versus Lunchbox, easy trivia. Let's go. Amy, you're first. What's the biggest continent in the world?
Asia.
Wow. How confident are you?
pretty confident.
Yeah, you're right. What would you have said, Lunchbox?
America.
Wow.
Which one?
As the continent.
Yeah, America's pretty big.
All right. Lunchbox, what state is Niagara Falls in? Easy trivia.
It's up there in the Northeast. It's right by Canada. So I'll just go with New York. Yeah!
It's actually in Canada. It splits.
Yeah.
Huh.
Amy. Mm-hmm. Animals that eat only plants are called blank.
They eat meat. They're...
Animals that eat only plants.
Carnivores eat meat. Oh.
Talk it out. Just when you say it, though, that's your answer.
I know. Golly. I mean, seems simple to just say they're vegetarians, but I think it's a different name than that.
Animals that eat only plants are called vegetarians. Is that your answer?
I mean, because I can't think of the elves of the wars, whatever it is. Vegetarians,
she says. An herbivore.
Herbivore.
Yeah.
Man, you were close.
I know.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
What famous painter cut off his ear?
Oh, man, a painter?
Bob Vila.
let's go with Picasso.
Picasso.
Is he a painter?
It was
Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. Yeah. Okay, back to even though, guys.
Oh, man.
Easy trivia. Amy.
Yeah.
How many years are in a century?
100.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
What type of money is used in Japan?
Oh, it's easy. Yen.
Oh, good. In my head, I had the yang.
Oh, boy.
Another ying.
Yin, yang. So glad I didn't get that one. Because I would have said that with confidence.
Okay, we have two left. Write your answers down because we're at a tie here.
All right, I'm ready.
Good. Ba-da-boop, doop-a-doop-boop. What's the smallest U.S. state? Write it down.
Smallest.
Every time.
The smallest state in the United States. What's the smallest U.S.
man,
state?
Man, there's a couple up there. Man, I don't even know. I hope this is it. I'm in for the win.
Amy in?
Yeah.
Amy, what do you have written down?
Delaware.
Lunchbox?
Delaware.
Wow. You're both wrong. It's Rhode Island. Okay.
Every time.
Speed round on the last one.
So yell your name?
Yell your name.
Great.
Okay.
What city is the capital of the state of Utah?
Lunchbox. Salt Lake City! Ding! 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 Ding!
Who thinks that's right?
I do. That's the only city in Utah. Right.
It's the only one I know of.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Anyway. Merry Christmas, buddy. The one question we didn't get to use, Lunchbox, you get it?
Yeah.
Big Ben is located in what city?
Big Ben is in a city.
And don't say Pittsburgh, not Ben Roethlisberger.
Big Ben. Oh, that's in London.
That's right. Yeah. There you go.
I thought the Big Ben was a park at first. But
it's Big Ben.
Big Ben.
Without the D.
Oh.
Oh, you still got it. You got Big Ben's, too. Oh. Uncle Ben's.
That's
that was,
in London.
That was Rice.
Uncle Ben's Rice.
All right, Lunchbox, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
There you go.
Bobby Bones.
If getting a good night's sleep is important to you as it is to me, there's nothing worse than those random nighttime noises that can keep you awake. Someone snoring nearby, or late night road work, or the dog in the backyard next door barking.
Listen, the good folks at Bose feel your pain. I have these. I love these. You know Bose as the leader in noise-canceling headphones. Now they've developed a unique innovation that covers irritating nighttime noises in a new way with soothing sounds. All you have to do is choose a preloaded sound of your choice. Put in Bose tiny, snug-fitting sleep buds. They're no ordinary sleep buds, by the way. They combine aspects of passive noise reduction with active noise masking. Not only do they block ambient noise from reaching your eardrums, they put out little gentle repetitive sounds, both soothing and they're going to knock out some distractions. The point is you get better sleep with fewer disruptions. I love them. If you want to learn more, go to Bose.com or try them at a Bose store near you. They're Bose sleep buds. I use them. There's also an alarm inside of them. Also available at Best Buy and Amazon.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So mom, Kelsey Ray, and her baby Lucy, about 11 months old, were flying from Orlando to get Lucy's treatment for chronic lung disease at the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. And another woman on their flight that happened to be sitting first class gave up her seat so that the mom and the daughter could ride up front and have more room and be comfortable because she travels with this oxygen tank thing. And anyway, the flight attendant just came up to them in the back where they were seated and was like, hey, we'd like to move y'all for a minute. And they moved them all the way up to the front first class.
That's cool.
I know.
And you know, I was like, first I was like, I don't know about this. But then you got to think, somebody sitting up there, you usually walk by those people and they just kind of stare at you.
Yeah.
And you're like, you judging me?
Uh-huh. Because I'm not first class.
Because I'm not, yeah.
But, I mean, they said it was super cool. Because, like, having the extra room because of her oxygen tank and all the amenities that come along with first class just made it, like, a really comfortable, special ride. Like, so shout out to the woman that, I mean, I don't have her name. Good Samaritan. Woman.
Richie Rich Pants. We'll call her Richie Rich Pants.
That had first
shout
class.
Shout out to Richie Rich Pants. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Over to Amy now. We'll get that morning corny on. So every morning at this time, you get to hear a corny joke as presented by my friend Amy.
The morning corny.
What word starts with an E, ends with an E, but only has one letter in it?
Let me think about it. This is a riddle. What word starts with an E, ends with an E, but only has one letter in it? One letter in it. It's got to be a trick to the one letter thing.
I got it.
You do?
Yeah.
Starts with an E, ends with an E. One has one letter in it. Oh.
Come on.
The letter's got to be like a mailing letter and not like a letter, if I'm trying to break this down. It's got to be like you're mailing a letter.
You're on the right track.
So it's got to be envelope. It's got to be envelope. It's got to be envelope.
Wow, you're so good.
Is that what it is?
Envelope.
Oh, wow. Wow. Thank you. Do you guys like riddles? I have a riddle me this.
I love riddles.
Do you guys want to do a riddle me this?
Yes.
Yeah. Is it okay for jokes if I do a riddle from time to time? Oh,
it's not really a joke.
I like that. That was fun for me, but it wasn't really a joke. Do you have another joke?
Nope. That was my joke for the day.
You know what? We did enjoy it, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. No more riddles.
That was the morning corny.
We all had such a fun time with that. We go, no, never do that again. All right. I'm going to play this song. We'll do riddle me this next. We'll do these kid riddles, okay?
Bobby Bone, come on.
We're going to play Riddle Me This.
Yes.
Riddle Me This. I'll give you an easy kid's riddle, see if you can get it. Ready? What has one eye but can't see? What has one eye but can't see? Riddle Me This.
I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox is good at some riddles.
I'm in.
He is. I'm in.
Amy.
Tornado.
A tornado. I mean, you know what? That'd be acceptable. It's not on the paper, so I can't give it to you, but it's pretty good. Lunchbox.
Fish.
A fish. One eye. No. They can see. Fish can see.
I thought they were blind.
No. Eddie?
Fish blind? Ice.
No. It's a needle. A needle has
the eye of the needle.
Eye of the needle.
I got a little copy there.
There you go. All right, here we go. Let's do Riddle Me This. What stays where it is when it goes off? What stays where it is when it goes off?
pays where it is.
There it goes off.
What stays where it is?
What stays where it is when it goes off?
Okay, I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Car.
A car. No.
It's true.
Lunchbox.
Well, my alarm clock never moves.
Yeah.
My light bulb doesn't move either.
That's true.
What stays where it is when it goes off.
Yeah.
My light bulb doesn't go off.
No, not turns off.
No, goes off. The alarm clock goes off. Lunchbox, you get a point there.
Thank you.
Okay, let's do it again. Riddle me, dude. It has keys but no doors. It has space but no rooms. You can enter, but you can't leave. What is it?
One more time, please.
It has keys, but no doors. It has space, but no rooms. You can enter, but you can't leave. What is it? There you go. Keys.
Space. Enter. You can guess I'm in.
I'm in?
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Piano.
Lunchbox.
Almanac.
Eddie.
A map.
No, a keyboard, a typing keyboard.
A space.
Space. Oh,
enter.
Space.
Enter.
Space.
Dang
it.
Oh, I'm so close.
Yeah,
no, he's right.
You can't leave.
Right.
Gosh, that's a tricky one. That's a riddle.
That's true. One more. Riddle me this. What belongs to you, but other people use it a lot more than you?
What belongs to you?
What belongs to you, but other people...
Oh. I'm in.
Other people use it more than you?
Mm-hmm. This could be a couple things. Now I gotta decide what's on the paper.
Belongs to you.
I am in for the win.
Lunchbox?
I put your name.
That's correct.
Yeah! Yeah!
Amy?
Woo!
My name.
Yeah. Eddie? Woo!
Your ideas.
Oh, no.
I'm an idiot.
So people use your ideas.
You guys
like
steal my ideas
show?
All the time.
Oh, yeah!
There you go, Lunchbox. Is win, no matter what. Get you a big Tuesday victory here.
You know what? You know what that game was called? It was called Riddle Me This!
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If you're new to our show, Amy has two children. They've been here about a year now. They are from Haiti. Amy went to an orphanage on a mission trip. And found these kids, fell in love. 5 years later, they get brought to America. They're in all of our lives. They're amazing kids. And my favorite thing now is Amy's son introduces himself as Stevenson from The Bobby Bones Show. Love it.
Yes. Yeah, I was like, oh, what did you just say? And someone was like, oh, and what's your name? He goes, I'm Stevenson from The Bobby Bones Show. And I was like, great. Because I think what happened is he got into his head. He met a few different people over time that have said they've met him. And they've been like, oh, you're so cute. I've heard you on The Bobby Bones Show. And so then I guess it started to register with him like, okay, that's how people sort of know me. So now that's how I'm going to introduce myself.
Could not love that anymore.
Yeah. So it was pretty precious.
Does he talk at school about his mom being on the radio?
I don't think so.
Does he even understand still really what that is?
I don't think so. They have started to really... I mean, my daughter's probably the most dramatic about it when people come up and say hi or want a picture. Like, she literally looks at them like they're crazy. And then she's like, why do you want her picture?
Oh, like, why do you want a picture of my mom?
Yes. Like, yeah. But I think she starts to understand, like, that it's because they listen to the show, but she still hasn't understood why people feel a connection and they would mm-hmm. want to talk and say hi and say that they listen and get a picture, which obviously is super cool because, yeah, there's a connection. But she's just trying to process that. And she doesn't do a good job of hiding her facial expressions or anything. Like, literally, it's happened a few times where I've been like, Stashira, like, don't make them feel weird for wanting to do this.
That's funny.
Because she's just like, why are you talking to my mom?
Yeah, why do you think my mom's cool? Because I don't.
Yeah. She's like, fun. Can we go? Why do you want her picture? I mean, why? I don't want my picture with her. So it's funny.
Here are your top three songs in country music right now, real quick. Number three, Speechless, Dan and Shay.
I'm speechless.
Come on.
Staring at you, standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret.
Let me say this again about Dan and Shay. And I said this during the CMAs and they were shut out. And they're out for two Grammys, by the way. I think we're all rooting for them so much because, man, especially, like, you guys know me. I work, I grind hard, and this group, they are a hard work. Everybody works hard at this level, but they are grinders, man. And so I'm rooting for them, and I'm friends with them also. I guess that's why I know that. I'm personally friends with them. Amy's friends with them. Mm-hmm. Amy's friends with Dan's wife. But, man, I so hope that. And Tequila was robbed. It didn't have to win everything, but for that song to be so big, I hope that whenever the Grammys come up that they're recognized. Eddie was talking to me about this too, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we root for them so hard, and we've seen them since the very beginning, and every time they grow and Tequila comes out and it's so successful, we're like, yes, come on, you can do it.
Yeah, they kind of started when we started too. And yeah, good luck, Dan. And that Speechless song is so good. It's at number three.
So good.
And number two, Kane Brown, Lose It. Here you go.
I don't think you know what you're doing to me again. My heart keeps giving a beat. You're not close enough, so there's space between you and me. Let's lose it. The way you're dancing.
You want to hear a funny story real quick?
Yeah.
So I get a text, and it shows up this number that I don't have on my phone. It's like, hey, man, it's Kane. Are you good? And I was like, because I was good. And I was like, yeah. You good? I don't know Kane Brown well enough to like text back and forth. We don't have that relationship. And so I'm texting back and forth with Kane Brown. And then, by the way, this is not a name dropping story and you'll see what happens at the end of it. And it turns out it wasn't Kane Brown. It was Kane who does a morning show in DC.
Oh. Yeah, different guy.
Who I'm friends with and who I guess maybe had changed his number or something. And he was doing like Jingle Ball. And the whole time, I think I'm chatting with Kane Brown and wondering, how did Kane Brown get my number? But I was really talking to my friend Kane, who does a morning show in D.C. on Hot, the radio station there. And so, yeah, there's my Kane Brown story, but it wasn't quite really Kane Brown. You ever do that where you think you're talking to somebody and it's somebody else? Not so much anymore?
No. I try to save numbers right away.
Man, I don't save anybody. I don't even put your name in my phone unless, like, I would give you a kidney.
What?
Wow. I don't keep that many numbers in my phone.
Hold on. I'm like thinking of four people you might give a kidney to.
Yeah. I have four people on my phone. You, your second number that you changed it to, because you change your number all the time.
Okay.
Amy Real New, the third number you gave me.
Interesting.
And then maybe Eddie. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only. But I don't save a lot of numbers in my phone because I don't want someone grabbing my phone and having everybody's number, you know?
Yeah,
I can't believe you guys don't worry about that. But you know what's kind of weirded that out is now he goes, this person might be, and they know who it is messaging
you.
Oh,
that's so weird. So weird.
Yeah.
I actually appreciate that.
I know. Yeah, me too sometimes. Number one is Mitchell Tenpenny, Drunk Me. Here you go.
I've been sober, because there ain't no hangover like you.
There you go. You know what I do sometimes too is I have to do detective work. It would just be easier to say people's names in my phone. It all just comes down to me being lazy. So I'll just read like everything we've texted over the past year and have to wedge together all the clues and go, oh, that's who that is. It's my cousin John.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just don't save people's numbers on my phone that much. Does that make me a bad person or no?
No.
Do you answer their phone call if they don't have a name to it?
Eddie, I don't answer your phone calls.
Oh, that's true.
Like...
Stupid dumb
I don't
questions.
Talk on the phone. I'm convinced our brains are all going to be damaged from putting this thing up to our head. So I'll answer your FaceTimes because we'll FaceTime all day long, all day, every day.
But you're not going to, you don't answer a FaceTime from a number you don't know.
No, you know what happened? Eddie was in the studio with me the other day and somebody calls me from an unknown number.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was here too.
Were you in there?
Oh, and so you did pick up that call. I remember this.
I did. And this is why I don't do it anymore. after the other day.
Oh, but wow.
I answered, and I was like, hello? And they yelled all this vulgar stuff at me because they knew who I was. And I think it was another radio show. And they started yelling all these bad things at me. And I just hung up. And Eddie goes, how do you deal with that?
That worried me. I've never gotten a call like that. And Bobby's like,
they just started screaming really hateful, mean things at me.
Hey, man, Bobby said, yeah, it's happened before. Goodness.
It's like, what? Who's doing this to you? That's weird.
It's terrible, man.
And maybe that's why I just don't answer calls.
They told you to do something really inappropriate.
They told me to eat something that you're not supposed to eat. Yeah. It's very vulgar.
No,
rude,
you're not.
Rude.
And they answered
rude.
The phone. They were like, is this Bobby Bones? I was like, yeah. And they were like, eat it. And I was like,
he said thank you, Bobby.
And I was like, thank you. I was like, thank you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Bye.
Guys, I'm going to be honest for one second. I don't get it. I don't come on here and I don't anger people on purpose. But people in radio, especially to work for other companies, they're so upset with me and they're so upset with the show. And they harass me and they get on Instagram. They send me mean messages and they tell me to eat things you shouldn't eat, guys.
You're right. You don't deserve that.
I don't deserve that. You don't have to love us or love me. But I take a lot of abuse here for doing nothing except for trying to stand up for normal folks. But whatever. I just do me. Hmm. And you know what? I don't want to eat that. I'll be honest with you.
No, who does?
What they told me to eat. Listen, I like to eat a lot of things. Chicken fried steak, mm-hmm. like that. I even like bologna sandwiches.
Sure.
Because I grew up on bologna sandwiches.
But not
you know
that.
What I'm not trying to eat? It's what they were offering me.
Yeah.
So they yelled, eat up. And Eddie heard it, and he looked at me like, was that a joke? And I was like, no, dude, I just get randomly harassed from people all the time.
I thought about that all day. I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that just happened. That would worry me.
Dude, and it happens all the time. I go check my Insta stories. I look at just people all the time harassing. But I don't complain about it because really, I got a pretty good life. And you know what I like to do? I like to come on the radio, talk to my friends. I like to sometimes go and exercise. But you know what I don't like to do? I don't like to eat things that people recommend me to eat on the phone when they scream it at me.
I understand that.
You know what I mean?
I get that.
Basically, they were like, eat a stick.
Sort of.
Kind of.
Yeah. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show. You still read the newspaper, Amy?
I mean, no. No.
Do you read anything on your phone that, by newspaper, I also mean, is there something that you look at every day and kind of catch up with?
Twitter, because it gives me news links, and then my phone will send me news, the Apple, whatever they do is part of the news, I follow that.
Yeah, what do you have set to where they give you the alerts? Because I have certain things, I have BuzzFeed set, because I need to know which person from Dawson's Creek I most like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Got to take those quizzes for sure.
Yeah. But I do get CNN. I do get Fox News.
Me too. People Magazine.
Yeah. I got to take those alerts.
Yeah.
Do you do the thing too where you feel like you have to be balanced where, because both sides are giving different stories. They can have the same exact story, but they're giving different angles where you have to read both angles so you feel like you kind of know what's going on?
Yes. I like to do that even when I'm watching the news.
You flip and hear both stories because both of them are full of crap. Yeah,
yes,
me too.
Because I know a lot of people don't find it fair and balanced, whatever, but I enjoy some of the people on Fox News, so I watch that. But my husband and I also try to make sure we go to CNN, MSNBC, so we're watching all sides because you can definitely, even in the morning, it's funny sometimes we have it on, on a Saturday morning, you can flip from one station to the other and you're getting polar opposite news.
Of the same story.
Yes. It's crazy.
I have found that I like certain people.
Yes.
Because I trust people more than I trust brands. Meaning, I like Shepard Smith on Fox News.
He's one that I like too.
Because he will call everybody out. I like the Cuomo guy on CNN. I like Jake Tapper on CNN because he calls people out too. I just like people that will go after both sides. And I ask that because this is a pretty serious story. There's this newspaper in Missouri, and there's a town called Uranus, Missouri, which is like the planet Uranus, and it was called the Uranus Examiner, but they've stopped doing the Uranus Examiner.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
The Uranus Examiner, a small Missouri newspaper whose name inspired chuckles and groans, is closing.
Oh, man. How long did they get to examine? Uranus. All across Uranus.
Oh, they isn't that pretty funny?
I mean, it's pretty funny.
Uranus Examiner. So they stopped making that. I thought that was pretty funny. By the way, let me say this. Go to BobbyBones.com. My band, The Raging Idiots. Our $1 million show is happening, presented by the General Insurance. And you can come. And it's you know, it's my, it's Eddie and myself and our band, but it's also the artists that show up to play with us, like Luke Bryan, Lady A, Cole Swindell, John Party, so many. You can come, and it's provided by Premier Network. Go to bobbybones.com. You can type in the keyword rules to see the rules, but we're going to fly you here, two nights hotel, two tickets. You just win. There's no trick to it. Go to bobbybones.com. Would love for you to come. For more info and rules, go to bobbybones.com, keyword rules. That show's January 14th, and it is going to be crazy. So as I read the news here, I have this pile. Do you see the news story that, or the tabloid story, Amy, about Sharna, my Dancing with the Stars partner, and I?
No, I was about to bring that up when we were talking about news, but then I was like, I don't know if he wants to talk about it.
Oh, it's okay. Do you have the article? Because I saw it.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Dancing with the Stars, Sharna Burgess cuddles with Bobby Bones, confirming this about their relationship, which that's the headline. Hello. Anybody's going to click on that to figure out what this means. And pretty much it talks about the picture of y'all cuddling on the couch together. Mm-hmm. And pretty much this means that y'all are forever connected.
We're forever going to be connected because we were together for 3 months every day.
Yeah, and y'all share like a victory together.
That's right. We both have a mirror ball.
And that y'all aren't dating.
Are we?
Did they confirm that?
That's what I'm wondering.
Well, you asked on the picture. You commented, does this mean we're dating?
I'm just messing with people. Like, because even during the show, like, I was feeding our audience crumbs that they knew better. A lot of them knew better that we weren't dating during the show because I would say things like, I don't want to say who I've been going out with because I don't want you going and like, inundating their social media. Obviously, I was sending everybody to Sharna's social media. So some of our audience picked up on that and they were like, oh, it's not Sharna because he's... So it was, I gave little bitty clues like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Listen, she also said on her thing, because she was... I think now I can say this. I think she was dating somebody for a bit during the show, as I was, at the same time. So it looked like we were dating each other. But now she's not dating any...
Ooh.
Like, she said that in Insta story. She's like, I'm dating, but I'm not dating anyone specifically. Where me, I haven't even been on a date. What am I supposed to do, Amy?
I mean, I don't know.
Anyway. Yeah,
did
I saw
you know that.
That
they say here that Sharna has never formally commented on... a personal romantic relationship between y'all two. She's just never really.
But she has about every other person. She said no to every other person except me.
Okay. That's interesting.
Just because we were like, we're not going to make this an issue. We're not going to like say it either way. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I knew this is like insider. I knew that people wouldn't care about me like Entertainment Tonight or all these people. And so we never said we were dating, but we didn't say we weren't to hopefully get them like sniffing around. But we refused to do a fake story. We refused to go and be like, we're dating on that show
right.
And lie about it.
Oh, so is the Instagram star girl the one with like...
They're not together anymore.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they're not
Was
together.
That not real? Rude.
Listen, I really like Alan, that guy that was part of that couple. And I think it was kind of real for a second.
But
I'm not even sure how real it was because I do like him a lot. And so I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah.
But I go on tour next week. I've done zero rehearsals.
I mean, oh yeah, that's right. Sorry. I'm going to move on from that Alexis Ring girl, but like the way she would hug and kiss on him during performances or after, like you would think that they were about to get married or something. Now they're not even together.
You have to commit in one way or another to do well in that show.
Yeah.
I committed by I don't know. People bash me still.
Oh.
Like, get out. What?
My aunt was actually literally just texting me asking if you were going to be at the Birmingham live tour for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, I think I'm on that one.
You are. You're going. I checked the schedule so I could reply back to her. You're in Columbia, South Carolina, Augusta, Georgia, Birmingham, Alabama, and New York City.
That's right. Come watch King Dingling and dance. That's me. Dancing it up. Now I'm just turning full villain against all these haters from Dancing with the Stars. I used to be like, guys, I know I'm not a good dancer. I know I wasn't the best. Now I'm just like, I'm the greatest. What you gonna do about it?
Yeah.
They're like, Juan Pablo. And I liked Juan Pablo, but the weird thing was he was like liking comments. People were bashing me. I don't even know that till later. Like Mike D was like, do you see Juan Pablo was liking comments, people bashing you? And I was like, what? A2 Brute.
Dang.
I know. Yeah, whatever. Merry Christmas. I'm just going to say that every segment when I want to change subject.
What? Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
The Secret Kindness Agents strike again in Omaha, Nebraska, where they handed out hats, jackets, sweaters, all for the winter. They just hung them up in this one random park and said, here, come get them. And they have little notes that say, hope you have a good winter. If you're too cold, here's a free jacket. People that can't afford them, they just give back to the community and they don't want to be recognized. They're called Secret Kindness Agents.
Love it. You know what's cool about that too is that I bet you people also see this and it inspires them to go up and hang stuff up too. You know what I mean? Like if they have coats, they go and put them up there as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I like that. That's a good one. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, is suck a bad word?
Ugh. I mean, I don't like my kids to say it, but then I say it and they hear me say it.
Like, that sucks.
Yeah. Like, I say, oh, that sucks. Like that.
Like, I don't curse at all, mm-hmm. but there are words that I say. I say, that sucks. I say, like, something pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like the bad word. But what happened, Eddie, with you and your kids?
I took them to a hockey game, and part of the chanting in the game was, you suck. And my kids are like, well, my 10-year-old was like, oh, they're saying a bad word. And my little one doesn't know what suck means. So I was like, all right, let's just act like it's not a bad word. And then every 2 minutes, it's like, Blackhawks suck. And it's like, okay. And then there's a fan behind us going, you suck. And it's like, okay, he's going to catch on to this. And we don't say that word in our house. So I'm like, oh, great. The next step is they're going to go to school and start saying that word. And the teacher's going to get mad and they're going to be in trouble.
Is suck a bad word?
Yeah. Because think about it. Where does it come from?
Yeah, well, you can do that with a lot of things. We did a whole thing on words, and they have very terrible meanings. A lot of things we say have very terrible meanings.
Yeah, including this one.
Okay.
So it goes under the category of bad word for me in my house.
But what it means, though, is it's not good.
Yes.
Like, that sucks.
That's how people use it. You're not good. You suck.
Yeah, you suck. You suck an egg.
Yeah.
Suck an egg's probably better than you suck.
Do you ask for a sucker?
No. Lollipop.
Wait, what? Amy, you suck? You say it with your kids?
I say that sucks, so it's not fair for me to be like, it's a bad word. I don't want my kids saying it, but I need to watch what I say if I'm really going to
have your
make
kids
it a
picked
bad
up
word.
Any of your bad words. You don't curse them.
Oh, I said something, I called something stupid the other day, and then immediately my son was like, well, that's stupid. And I was like, you can't say stupid, but they got it from me. So yeah, I
so
need to
So stupid's a bad word, huh?
Well, I don't want them saying it.
It's negative.
To me, it's negative. Huh. To me, I'm like, okay, that's stupid. Like, I'm saying it casually, sort of like, well, that sucks. Like, I don't really mean it so bad. But then when you hear your kids say it, like, I don't want them at school, like, or other people to hear my kid being like, oh, that sucks or that's stupid. It just doesn't sound good. So then I'm like, okay, I need to start holding myself at a better, you know, standard for them. But it's not fair for me to get mad at him or get, he's going to be in trouble when he's just learned it from me. Hmm. Like my.
What else do you guys not say?
Mm-hmm. Oh, H-E double hockey stick.
I don't say that word either.
Yeah, I don't.
Even if a song has it in it, mm-hmm. I don't say it.
That's a bad word in our house.
I have a song that I sing, a new comedy song that I sing. It has it in it, but I always have somebody else sing it. But to me, I'm not even anti-curse word. I haven't cursed in 3 years now. A single curse word.
And it's not like you cursed a lot, but you used to curse in everyday conversation.
Sure. I'm not against it for any moral reason because I believe they're just a sound that's trying to, that sound is an expression. And if you go 10,000 miles another direction, that sound means nothing. So it's not like it's this universal being of evil. It's just a sound. But since I write, I want to not write with that in my head. I don't want to write jokes with curse words. I don't want to write books with curse words. I don't want to come in the show and say curse words, which is funny because we leave the studio and Lunchbox goes outside in the hallway and it's F-word immediately.
Yeah.
It makes me uncomfortable. It's just so hardcore. Yeah.
When you're around that environment where like no one's really, because we all really don't curse around here in the studio or whatever. But yeah, as soon as you leave and you hear someone say it, it's shocking for a second. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I have a good friend that's a comedian. We've become good friends recently. And she curses all the time, every second. But it doesn't bother me. No, it doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah.
And like I did a podcast with Wheeler Walker Jr.
Does he curse?
Every other word.
Every other word.
Maybe every word. And his albums are really dirty, like comedy dirty.
Yeah.
I don't mind that. I watch Chris Rock. Like, I'm good with it. I just don't choose it not for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I never really had a thing with cussing. Like, it's just, I don't really do it. But my dad That sucks. But like my dad, like I've been hanging out with him a ton lately, and he cusses all the time. Yeah. Like it's just it's
lunch
kind of
hits
funny.
It. Lunch loves it.
I hit the cuss words every once in a while.
No, not every once in a while.
Like,
a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Do you curse on your baby?
Yeah. Baby doesn't understand what I'm saying. Has no idea. And if you don't act like it's a bad word, they have no idea if it's a bad word either.
Do you think were you allowed to cuss as a kid?
I probably started cussing around age 12. I remember my dad.
Oh, wow.
The first cuss word, we were driving home from a soccer game and the Cowboys game was on and Leon Lett had two false starts in a row or something. And my dad goes, "Are you blanking kidding me?" And me, Forrest, and Aaron were like, "Whoa!" It was awesome. The first time I heard my dad curse, and it was on from there.
Game on after that. He never stopped.
Now we have this guy.
He's still doing it.
And here we are.
Shout out my dad.
I never cursed in front of my mom or my grandma. She would have slapped me silly.
Really?
Quick.
Never.
Oh, man. Now I talk to my parents regular every day, curse words in the conversation.
Never.
I remember I was like 22 when I cursed in front of my dad, and he was just like, "What did you say?" I was like 22 years old. Like, my bad.
22?
I'll never do that again. Yeah.
So you're 39 right now. You wouldn't curse?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you drink in front of your parents' lunchbox?
Oh, once I turned 21, yeah.
Not a big deal?
No. And when I was younger, they always just said, if you want to drink, don't drive. They never said, you know, they said, we can't tell you not to drink because you're going to be out with your friends and it's your decision. That's how they rolled.
Eddie, you drink with your dad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
That's how we bond.
Amy?
Do I drink with my dad?
Do you drink wine?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my parents, we would have drinks. Yes. Hmm.
But my parents weren't really drinkers. And they still don't. They don't really ever drink. So it's a little different.
And that's what I need to start doing.
What?
Drinking?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Would it, though?
Oh, yeah.
Probably I'm not sure about that.
Here's why. First of all, it'd be fun for Eddie because every time, I'd pay for it every time we went out.
That's true.
It'd just be like, hey, I got them, boys.
Hey, you guys thirsty? Bones, we're all thirsty.
Hey,
all right.
Round on
everyone,
me.
Let's
yeah.
go.
Oh, yeah. Then my Shirley Temple bill will be way down, too.
But then you wouldn't do that because...
I get a dirty kinda, Shirley.
But you kind of like... You can't just have one.
No, that's why I don't drink.
Yeah.
That's why I've never had a drink. Because if I have, I'll be the best drinker around.
Yeah.
It'll be a competition. I'll start a TV show, Drinking with the Stars.
Can you imagine how much fun you would be?
Drinking with the Stars. Yeah.
That's like you.
Yeah.
Everybody gets like a mirror ball beer
Let's
mug.
Let's go.
You can drink out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All
right. The Bobby Bones Show.
Kevin in Connecticut's on. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Bobby. How's it going?
Hey, good. I think you bring up a good question. So tell the show here what you want to know.
Yeah, so I'm just curious to know if, because you said you were going on some of the Dancing with the Star tour dates,
mm-hmm.
and I'm curious if those hardcore Dancing with the Star fans may boo you when you come out.
That's a funny question, right? Because I go out December 15th, 16th, 18th. All these dates are coming up really soon. Columbia, South Carolina, Augusta, Georgia, Birmingham, Alabama. And I am going out to all the Dancing with the Stars people. I'm the guest. Like, I'm the special, what do they call it, celebrity guest.
Yeah, special guest.
And will they boo me? Around the room, Amy.
That's valid. Yeah, you might get booed.
Why would I get booed? I did nothing wrong.
I know you didn't, but I
just worked as hard as I could.
We know, Bones. We know.
I really tried. What do you think about this, Kevin? You think I'll get booed?
Well, I think the dates you brought up are probably good dates to go to.
Christmas spirit coming up. You know,
oh, yeah.
Christmas spirit.
Okay.
And also... It's strategic that I'm going to South Carolina, Georgia, and Alabama.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Those are your people.
You know? There's a reason. Like I said, you boys not going into Canada.
Right.
You know, I'm not up in, you know, whatever. Will I get booed, Amy? At all?
Oh, yeah. By one
wow.
or two. I don't know. It'll happen.
Oh.
I mean, he brings up a good point, the caller.
Lunchbox?
People are not happy.
Boo!
Oh, Boo Birds will be there?
Oh, the Boo Birds, because, listen, those message boards, those people are all over America, so there's going to be some in Georgia, there's going to be some in South Carolina. People will boo.
Hecklers.
Eddie?
Yeah, Bones, they're going to boo you.
Wow, everybody thinks I'm getting booed?
They're gonna, they may even throw stuff on the stage, I
think. What?
Yeah.
Like dance shoes, old dance shoes. I'm dodging.
But it's your turn to prove them wrong. When they see you live, they're going to be like, okay, I didn't see those steps on TV.
I don't have to prove anything wrong. Oh. I am the champion.
Oh,
listen, let me say this. I've paid my dues time after time.
Really?
I've served my sentence. But the thing is, I've committed no crime.
Huh.
Here's the thing, though. Bad mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I've made a few.
Has it been a bed of roses?
No.
Why?
You know, I consider it a challenge that I never lose.
Yeah!
You know what I mean?
Because
I am the champion, my friend.
Yeah, he was He was doing the lyrics.
Got it. No, yeah. I get it now.
Kevin, shall I be booed? Go ahead.
Well, I think you will be. I would not boo you, but I just want to give a shout out to the Sore Losers podcast because they were talking about LeBron James being booed returning to Cleveland. So that's where I came up with the idea for that question.
There you go. Lunchboxes podcast. Callers coming in. Well, listen, Kevin, I appreciate you for listening. Thank you so much, buddy. Have a good day.
I appreciate you guys too.
All right, there he is. But the valid question, will I get booed for doing absolutely nothing wrong?
Oh, man. Yeah.
I didn't even leave a team.
Yeah.
All I did is go and work hard every day and show that sometimes the underdog can win. I was the last ranked person on that reality show.
Yeah, so what happens if you come out and they do go, boo, boo?
Like, really? What happens?
Yeah, what would you do?
Nothing. The same thing I do when the people write bad things about me, smile and be
you
like...
You give them the bird? Nothing?
No.
Bite your thumb or what are those?
Listen, people that are angry are often angry at themselves, not at other people. So I would just say, you know, I'm sorry that you feel that. In my heart, I would say, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I came to dance.
And then that goes into, oh,
and I'd be
boom.
Like, so three months ago when I started this show, I didn't know what I was doing.
Oh, boom.
3 months later, I'm still clueless.
Yeah, and they're still like, boo.
Well, I go out on the 15th. Man, it's coming up, too. I got to go dance on tour. Now I'm nervous about it. Well, thank you for the call and for making me anxious about it. Hanging out with the Bobby Bones Show. I'm going to bring my friend Jimmy Allen on in a second, who, by the way, his song Best Shot was the number one song for 2 weeks in a row. Here's a clip of that. Because when you smile, I see Jam. The sun sink down on the coast out of California. He's on the phone right now. Jimmy.
Yo.
How you doing, buddy?
Man, doing good. Just on the tour bus. We just got to San Antonio.
It's early in the morning, right? So I called and woke him up to talk about something specific, because I love Jimmy. He's been on the show a bunch. But I didn't call to celebrate you today, Jimmy, which normally this thing, I like for you to come in, I like for you to sing. Jimmy, I'm hearing that you think Paul McCartney is dead.
I am, I watched this thing called The Last Testament of George Harrison, and it's so crazy. Like, so my buddy showed it to me a couple of years ago, and I'm like, do I believe it really? Maybe not. Either way, it was very entertaining.
So, well, Jimmy, I'm being told that you are so diehard that Paul McCartney is really, whoever is Paul McCartney right now is not the real Paul McCartney. How do you really feel about this?
Well, me personally, it's kind of like I'm torn in the middle. I'm like, well, even if it's true and he's not, it doesn't matter. He's the Paul McCartney that's been there allegedly since, you know, 1966.
But, okay, so you're very specific about these years. Now we're getting to the base of this. So right now, Jimmy Allen's on, and 50% of Jimmy Allen thinks that Paul McCartney died years ago, right? So how did he die?
I don't know. I can't remember.
And you think he's been replaced, though, with a new Paul McCartney?
In 1966, according to this Netflix DVD. They could be completely just crazy. But either way, it's totally, it's so entertaining. It, like, sucked me in. I was like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. But then, like, one of my birds, because he's also like, well, Jimmy, so you believe, like, Santa Claus is real? I said, hey.
That, and Avril Lavigne, by the way, is supposed to not be alive. You know?
Really?
She was apparently replaced as well.
Are you serious?
Oh, boy, now Jimmy's going to go into this one.
I'm going to go find a DVD.
Hey, Mike D, were you the one talking to Jimmy about this?
Yeah.
I think Jimmy's, like, on the air now, and he doesn't want to say he thinks Paul McCartney's really dead. What did he tell you, Mike D?
No, he told Eddie.
Oh, he told Eddie?
Yeah, no, so he told me.
I was talking to Eddie.
Okay.
I told Eddie to watch it, too. I was like, you need to watch this.
And he told me that it's okay because the Paul McCartney we know today is, even if it's the fake one, we are still believing that fake one is the real one.
Okay.
So the Paul McCartney we see, like, on TV today, that's the fake one, he was saying.
And he's diehard in this.
And he's diehard. He even said that he's, like, the explanation of how he died and everything, it all makes sense. If you watch, Jimmy, talk about the Abbey Road album where they're walking across the street and what that means.
Oh, man. So, allegedly, according to this documentary that's so entertaining, it's so good, allegedly, they said Paul, like, he's walking because he's barefoot. That means he's dead. And then the person in the front I think it's George Harrison in all white. It's like the pastor. Then they said the person in like the jean is supposed to be a ground worker from a funeral home. Like, it's crazy. Okay. You gotta watch it.
Now we're getting into the real stuff here. Okay. Well, listen. By the way, let us take a second and celebrate you, my friend. You had a 2-week number one. Look at this guy right here.
Oh, man.
There
Thank
he
you
is.
So much. It's an honor to talk to the man in the mirror ball this morning.
Yes, there he is. The man in the mirror ball. Yes. Hey, Jimmy, go back to bed. Want to know what you thought about the Beatles, and now we know that you think Paul McCartney has been replaced by a new Paul McCartney. All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Later.
All right, there he is. Jimmy Allen and his conspiracy theories.
Because when you smile,
funny, huh?
Hilarious.
He really I could tell he was a little timid.
That's not how he talked to me.
To say, if I could tell too, he's like, oh, should I even say this on the air? I could tell he really believed it though. He thinks Paul McCartney's dead. There you have it, folks.
There's a love like that. You know you should be glad.
All right, thanks for hanging out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So across the country, we're seeing fewer and fewer people applying to become police officers. And even in stuff like on the national level, like the FBI, which is considered an awesome, like, glamour type job in law enforcement, they've seen a sharp decline in applications as well. Like, less than 10,000 than they normally get, which is crazy to me. So it means I think we need to show more appreciation towards police officers and show kids that it's cool to do that. And people want to grow up to be a police officer, right?
Well, I wouldn't, because I'm a big baby.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I don't know that it's we don't appreciate. Like, I appreciate so much. I would never do it, Amy. I just don't have it in me. There's no way I'm risking my life because I'm a big baby. I'm a big pansy. That's why I do appreciate. So it's also, I think, this selfish culture that we're in where it's all about us, us, us. You know, you've heard the song, us, us, baby, you know?
I haven't, no.
Us, us, baby.
Is that a parody
cold,
to...
Too cold, no.
Oh.
I just think we're in much more of a an us culture.
Yeah.
And... way less of a serving culture, which obviously we wish was different. But I would probably credit that more so than any sort of lack of appreciation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, what else?
Okay, so there's a Facebook post going viral from a woman who canceled her baby shower because her family mocked the baby name that she picked. So because her family is making fun of her, she's like, oh, baby shower canceled. The name? Squire Sebastian Senator. And that's only his first name. And she says no nicknames. The family has to refer to him by Squire Sebastian Senator, full name all the time.
You know, at first I thought, I think this family's being a little ridiculous. But if you're going to tell me I got to call that baby supercalifragilisticexpialidocious every single time,
yes.
I'm probably not going either. these people that put these rules on things, like, you must do this at my wedding.
Did you see the wedding one color-coded by weight? Did you see that?
What was color-coded by weight?
This wasn't part of my pile, but it's another story of that went viral because a woman... sent out invitations and you had to wear a certain color based on your weight. Like, let's say you weigh 160, you wear green. If you weigh 180, you wear orange.
Okay, so here's what I want to say, right? First of all, I don't know that I believe these stories always.
Oh, okay.
Secondly, people have every right to make these ridiculous demands. Also, people have every right to just not go and be like, this is all crazy. So, I don't know if I believe all of them. But if I do, you don't want to call the baby Sasquatch the Third, whatever his name baby is, then you don't have to. But
yeah, I'm sure it's probably not true. But that's why it wasn't in my pile. But it just made me think of it when you said that.
This poor baby, they're gonna grow up with that. What's that baby's name again?
Oh, hold on.
Exactly, it's a whole page. You got to go back to your page with the baby's whole name on there. Go ahead.
Squire Sebastian Senator.
And that's just his first name?
That's just the first name.
Not even going to be friends with him. I thought I got to call him that.
I don't know the middle name yet or the last name.
Tough life ahead, Squire Sebastian Senator.
Yeah.
All right, what else, Sam?
Oh, which speaking of... Never mind. I don't know
no,
if
go
this
ahead.
Is... No, I don't know if it's out there yet.
Oh, you mean like secret unknown tip? Like hot off the press?
I don't know if it's out there. I haven't been paying attention to anything's announced about a baby, but...
Somebody pregnant that is famous... that you know that we don't?
Oh. That you know, yeah.
Oh, I do? Okay, I'll be quiet. Next story, please.
Okay, so a principal...
I don't know. Like, I don't know who you're talking about.
I'll text you.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Okay, a principal banned candy canes because they're in the shape of a J for Jesus, and they were really her
Not
goal...
True. Listen, no, no way this is true. Story.
This is
no
yes, way. Yes, it is. It happened in Nebraska. The school district wound up suspending the principal for the decision. While her goal was to remove anything religious themed, they think she took it a little too far by removing everything that could possibly even allude to anything religious.
Which here's includes, why I'm saying this isn't true. There's what? No way this is true because you have to remove the alphabet J. You can't put letters up on the board that start with J.
Well, I can tell you a step further what she was referring to. She said, when you turn the candy cane like a J, it's for Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then the red in the candy cane could quite possibly represent the blood of Christ.
There's no way. Amy, you're just not going to convince me that there are sane people that are saying this, that are running schools.
This came from Fox News.
I don't care. I don't care if it came from Santa himself. I am not believing this is a real story because people are not this dumb. And we do the bonehead story on the show every day. And there are some dumb people. I'm okay. Not believing that this might Bobby, be the story they're putting out there.
The principal at Manchester Elementary School, identified by Fox affiliate KPTM as Jennifer Sinclair, sent out a memo earlier this week with guidelines as to what is considered appropriate for classroom decorations and assignments. On the list of what's inappropriate was candy canes the reason that I gave you.
Also, that's not Fox News. That's a Fox affiliate. Totally different thing, by the way.
It's a Fox affiliate, but Fox News had it on their website. Mm.
You're not going to make... I refuse in my Christmas spirit to believe that someone is going to ban candy canes because of the letter J for Jesus. And it's not even a J. It's candy cane.
Teachers were told that generic winter-themed items such as sledding and scarves and the Frozen character Olaf were acceptable.
My heart refuses to believe this, so... Fake news, Christmas rules, everything else drools. That's it. But that's stupid, huh?
Yeah.
Like, if that's real, that principal, they're done.
Okay, yeah.
It's not even about the Christmas stuff. It's about what a dumb decision. That's not a real thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's real because she was put on administrative leave.
The blood of Christ because it reds in a candy cane.
Mm-hmm.
She should be put on administrative forever. All right.
Okay, there I'm Amy. Go. That's my pile.
Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, you watch Narcos Mexico on Netflix?
Yeah, I didn't even know it existed until it started popping up because obviously we've watched all the other Narcos type shows and it's pretty good. I mean, not going to lie. I don't know what it is about these drug kings that I'm obsessed with, but I even found myself in one episode not wanting this one dude to get busted and I was like, wait, what am I doing? No, DEA all the way, bust this guy like... Team DEA.
But I didn't watch anything past the Pablo Escobar ones. Would I still like this one?
Yeah. Listen, you need to go El Chapo first.
Oh.
And then...
Nah.
Yes.
I'm just not into it like you are.
Okay. Well,
for some reason, Amy, you have such like this empathetic, sympathetic heart until it comes to drug dealers.
Yeah.
And you're totally in. And me, I'm the opposite.
I'm not in on that. I just found myself caught up in this one episode not wanting the guy. I was like, don't get on the plane. Don't get on the plane. I was like, wait, get on the plane.
But you watched all of El Chapo and he's fascinated with it.
I watched both seasons of Narcos, Pablo Escobar, whatever. Then yes, all of El Chapo. And then now we're watching Narcos Mexico, which I'm waiting for El Chapo's character to show up. Not character, this is real life. I'm waiting for him to show up because I know he ties in with these guys somehow, but I think he's younger when this is happening. He wasn't the El Chapo that he is now. Mm. So, I don't know. Man, I did not want to be in Guadalajara or Tijuana or Mexico City during these times.
I don't want to be there now. I have a friend that works in the government, and what's funny was he was talking about Qatar, right? And they're doing like the World Cups in Qatar coming up or something, some soccer thing. And he goes, is it safe to go to Qatar? And my friend who works for like the government in D.C., he goes, you know what? People from other countries ask me the same thing. They're like, is it safe to come to D.C.? Because they hear all the stuff. And he says the same thing. He goes, it just depends what part you go to.
Huh.
He was like, if people ask me that about Mexico City, because he works as like he just travels a lot. We'll say that. And he's like, you know, it's not safe to go to some parts of D.C., I'll be honest. But some parts, it's really safe. You just kind of have to know. And I thought that was a really wild perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're right. I could say that about Nashville. Like, is it safe to come to Nashville? Yeah, generally. But there are some Waffle Houses I wouldn't send you behind.
Right. Some people are scared to come to my neighborhood. I'm like, it's all good.
I am. I'm scared to go to your neighborhood.
Oh, it's fine.
I see on the news what happens at your neighborhood. Like, two houses down.
Yeah.
East Nashville Chapo's over there. Two houses down from Amy's house.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, I go to Haiti all the time, and people are, like, terrified to go there. We even get email warning notifications, like, day before trips from, like, the U.S. government saying you might not want to go to Haiti. And then we go, and we're like, oh, so beautiful today.
And I'll be like, Amy, what are you doing? Amy will get an email going, hey, you might not want to go to Haiti tomorrow. And Amy will read it and go, but it might do. So here we go. We're going to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day. I got to go do American Idol. I'm here all day today.
Yeah.
All this week. But that's what I'm doing. Amy, what are you doing?
Just catch it. Like, so seriously, I'm like winter shopping for the kids, because when we go to Colorado with them, they have to be warm and they don't really have anything. So my mission is to try to find them the warmest things possible.
Get them a coat. That's a good mission.
A coat is a good start, but I really think they need like full bib situation.
A bib, actually. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.